Elisha said, "Listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." The royal officer on whose hand the king was leaning responded to the man of God and said, "Even if the Lord were to make windows in heaven, could this thing happen?" Then he said, "Behold, you are going to see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it." Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, camp of the Arameans. If they spare us, we will live, and if they kill us, then we will die." So they got up at twilight. Against us to attack us. So they got up and fled at twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses, and their donkeys. Indeed, the camp itself, just as it was, and they fled for their lives.
Came to the outskirts of the camp. They entered one tent and ate and drank and carried from their silver, gold, and clothes. And they went and hid them. Then they returned and entered another tent and carried valuables from there also and went and hid them. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing the right thing. This day is a day of good news, but we are keeping silent about it. If we wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now then, come, let's go and inform the king's household." They came and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Arameans, and behold, there was no one there, nor a human voice, only the horses tied and the donkeys tied and the tents just as they were." And the gatekeepers called and announced it inside the king's house.
saying. When they come out of the city, we will capture them alive and get into the city. One of his servants responded and said, please have some men take five of the horses that remain, which are left. They took two chariots with horses, and the king sent them after the army of the Arameans, saying, go and see. They went after them to the Jordan, and behold, all the way was full of clothes and equipment which the Arameans had thrown away. When they fled in a hurry, then the messengers returned and informed the king. So the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. Then a measure of was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, in accordance with the word of the Lord. Now the king appointed the royal officer, on whose hand he leaned to be charge of the gate, but the people trampled on him at the gate, and he died, just as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, two measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel will be sold about this time tomorrow at the gate of Samaria. At that time, the royal officer had responded to man of God and said, now even if the Lord were to make windows in heaven, could such a thing as this happen? And he had said, behold, you are going to see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it. And this is what happened to him, for the people trampled on him at the gate, and he died.